Thank you again for joining the Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland podcast. This is Pastor Tim McLaughlin, Executive Director. And as I say all the time, I get excited. I get excited about teaching the Word. If you listen to any of our podcasts, you know, man, this guy, he gets fired up sometimes. And I do. I tell you, it's the Word of God, the power of God, the power of the resurrection that forever changed and transformed my life. And so that's why I love to study. That's why I love to teach. That's why I love to preach. That's why I love being the executive director of this ministry, to see lives changed and transformed. I went back to school a few years ago, and I'm currently working on trying to get my master's degree in biblical studies. And people are like, why? You know, my wife's even asked me, she goes, why go back to school? You know, I mean, is it really going to help you? I mean, you're going to give yourself a raise. You're the executive director. Is the board going to give you a raise? And no, that's not why I'm doing it. I just want a greater knowledge. I want to be a better teacher. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be, have a better understanding of the Word of God so that I can help others to have a better understanding of the Word. So as we begin to teach and as we do these podcasts and you know, the Lord lays things on my heart, I pass these things on to you that hopefully they will be some encouragement to you. And so we started talking last week about the Holy Spirit, our helper and our guide. He's our helper and our guide. He is. It's not an it. He is. And we're gonna look at that more today as we look at these things. So let's start off in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. John 14, 16 through 17. And he says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, "And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide in you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." So again, we talked about last week the Parakletos, where Jesus says, "I will give you this helper." The King James Version says the Comforter. The NIV says the Advocate. The Holman Bible calls him the Counselor. The New King James that I just read to you, the Helper, they're all the same. It's the Parakletos. The Parakletos is a compound verb with the prefix para, P-A-R-A, being coming alongside. And the verb, verbal base, kaleo, which means to call. So the Holy Spirit is called by God to come alongside of you and us. I like it better this way. Not only he is alongside, because that kind of, to me, denotes that he's standing next to us, but the reality is it's the Holy Spirit that is in us. And so I want to make sure you grasp that when you're born again, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says in John chapter 20 that Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive my Spirit." Now it's the Spirit of the living God that dwells us, that now resides inside of you and I. And the Spirit that lives in us, he is our helper, he is our comforter, he is our advocate, he is our counselor, he is our guide. He wants to direct our steps. He wants to lead us in the path that we can walk in so that we do not fall, we do not stumble, but we seek after him. So last week we began to talk about the Holy Spirit is God. He is the third part of the Trinity. He is part of the triune Father, one God, three unique parts. We don't serve three gods. We serve one God in three distinct parts, just like we are a three-part being. We are created in the image of God. According to Genesis chapter 2, we are created in his image. We are a body, we are a spirit, we are a soul. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. God is God the Father, God the Son, who stepped out, he incarnated, came into this earth, born of a virgin, lived on this earth as man, died on a cross, rose on the third day, but then he ascended back to the Father in heaven. And he said it's to our benefit that he went to heaven, because when he goes to heaven, then he sent us his Spirit. The same Spirit that rested upon Jesus is the same Spirit that now rests upon each and every one of us that call upon the name of the Lord, that are born again, that make Jesus Christ Lord of our life. That same Spirit lives in us and leads, guides, and directs us. He is the Paraclete. Paracletos. All right, so not only is the Holy Spirit God, the third part of the Trinity, but the Holy Spirit is also a person. And again, I really want to dig into this a little bit today. He is a person. He is not an it. For people that call the Holy Spirit an it, they could not be more inaccurate. The Holy Spirit is every bit as much a person as God the Father or God the Son. So let's break that down today. How is the Holy Spirit as much of a person, as much of a real entity as Jesus was? Well, first we understand this, that the Bible says of the Holy Spirit that he has intellect. He has intellect. Romans 8:27 says, "Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has a mind. He has thoughts. He thinks and he understands. And so he makes intercession for us according to the will of the God, of God. He understands these things because he has a mind. The Bible says in Philippians, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." What was the mind that was in Christ? It was the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has intellect. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except for the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." The Spirit of God knows the things of God, and he lives in us. And it is he who reveals the will of God, the plan of God, the most deep things of God, that he reveals them to you and to I. When we understand that the Spirit of God is living in us, when we go to pray, we can ask the Spirit of God to help pray through us, because he knows more of what we need than what we know that we need. And then he will begin to reveal to us what it is that God the Father is saying. Think about this. Jesus was God. Jesus is God. He's still alive. So Jesus is God. He was God incarnate here on the earth. But Jesus being God, what did he do? He would go off and he would pray. Why would God go pray to God? It was the Spirit inside of Jesus that was praying through Jesus that would pray to God the Father, the Creator, so that Jesus would walk in the will of the Father. Think about that. He was 100% man. He was 100% God. He knew that he was getting ready to go to the cross, and he knew that his flesh was going to have to suffer great things. But he would pray, and he said, "But Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Give me the strength to be able to make it through these things." His body was in torment, but his spirit man was in peace because of the greater one that lived in him. It was the Spirit of God that was praying to the Father so that Jesus would find that comfort. It was Jesus, it was the Spirit of God that lived in Jesus that brought him peace, that brought him comfort, that guided his steps. And it's the same Spirit that lives in us. Ephesians 1:17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? In the knowledge of him. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto us the Spirit, his spirit of wisdom and his spirit of revelation. Why do we need this wisdom? Why do we need this revealing? Why do we need to be able to open up to these things so that we would know the knowledge of God, that we would walk in the knowledge of God, that we would receive and be led by his Spirit? So the Spirit of God has intellect. He has thoughts, and he knows all the things of the Father that we need to know, that we need to walk in. Not only does the Holy Spirit have intellect, but the Holy Spirit has emotion. You and I have emotion. We got our emotion from God. So it should not seem odd to us that the Holy Spirit has emotion. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed from the day of redemption." Just like Jesus wept over Jerusalem, so also does the Holy Spirit grieve. The Holy Spirit grieves because when we are not doing what we're told to do, when we're not seeking after God, when we're not living for God, when we're not doing those things, Hebrews 6 tells us that we need to grow, we need to search, we don't need to, we want to make sure that we're not in a place where we're quenching, we should not get to a place where we're denying the power of the Spirit working in us. Because when we do those things, we grieve God. We grieve the Spirit of God. He has emotion, and those emotions grieve. He becomes sad because of the state of man and the things that we go through. Not only does the Holy Spirit have intellect, not only does the Holy Spirit have emotion, but our Holy Spirit has a will. 1 Corinthians 12:11 says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as what? As He wills. So as the Holy Spirit is giving gifts, He does so as He wills. I'm an ordained minister of the Assemblies of God. I believe in the 16 fundamental truths of the Assemblies of God. And I believe that, you know, the initial physical sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. I believe that all men should speak in tongues. But I think so many times we forget that God gives these gifts as He wills. And tongues is a gift. Interpretation is a gift. Wisdom, faith, miracles, healings, these are all gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. How? As He wills, not as we will. We ask for those things. We should desire those things, but it's the will of God. It is His will that we should desire for these gifts. And then also the Holy Spirit has creativity. The Holy Spirit has creativity. Genesis 1:2 says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering. I like that. He was hovering over the face of the waters. Listen, can you imagine this? And I talked to you last time about Louis Giglio, and I just keep thinking about that. Can you imagine? There was no earth. There was no sun. There was no planets. There was no stars. There was no moon. There was no solar system. And yet the Spirit of God was hovering, and He spoke, and He already had created in His mind. You talk about a great artist. You talk about a person with great creativity. The Spirit of God already knew the sun has to be here. The earth has to be here. I'm going to put the moon here. The earth cannot be any closer to the sun or it will burn up. It can't be any further away from the sun because it will freeze up. It can't turn any faster or people will fly off, but it can't turn any slower or gravity won't take effect. He knew where the ocean needed to stop and where the earth needed to begin. If you read in Job, he said, Job, where were you when I put the stars in the heaven? Job, where were you when I told the waters where to stop? Job, where were you when I created the sun? And he had all this creativity about himself. And we just take so much for granted when we get up in the morning and we see the sunrise, we watch a sunset, or we look up and we see the stars, or we look in the trees and we see the birds and we see all the different types of animals, and we take so much for granted. But it was the Spirit of God, it was His creativity that made all that we see and all that exists. Man, we've got fish in the oceans that we have not even explored the greatest depths of the sea, and yet God created all of it. He is a creative being. The Holy Spirit has creativity. Number five, the Holy Spirit has love. Thank God for His love. Romans 15:30 says, now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in the prayers to God for me. So He says that the Spirit has love, that we need to love through the Spirit. Jesus told us that we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. We need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Have you ever met people that you really just don't like? And you think to myself, I don't even like this guy. How can I possibly love him? But we can love him through the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the love of the Paracletos in us that allows us to love those that we struggle with even getting along with. There are some people, listen, I love all mankind. We've got things going on right now. I was talking to my son about this very thing the other day. And there are some people out there that are just, they're doing some things in our world and in our politics and in society. And all they're doing is creating wrath. All they're doing is creating violence. All they're doing is creating discord. And I don't like those those people. I don't like what they stand for. I don't want to associate with those people. But this is the reality. I pray for them because I love them, because they are a created being. God made them. They have a soul, and I desire that that soul not go to hell. I want all men to be saved, as Hebrews says. I want all men to come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the only way that we can do that, and the only way we can pray for people like that, is to have love for humanity. And we get that love when the Parakletos, the Spirit of the living God that is in us, stirs us into that love. So he has love. Number six, the Holy Spirit is referred to in personal pronouns. The Holy Spirit is referred to in personal pronouns. John 15, 26 says, but when the Helper comes, capital H, when the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. Now Jesus defines who is the Helper. He's the Spirit of truth. Who what? Who proceeds, who comes forth from the Father. What's the Holy Spirit going to do? What's the Helper going to do? He's going to testify of Jesus. When the Spirit lives in us, we begin to testify of Jesus. We can declare the Word of God. Why? Because we're led by the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Parakletos, the greater one that lives inside of us, that will guide our steps. John 16, verse 13 and 14 says, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. The Spirit of truth will guide us. The Parakletos, remember, the guide. He will guide us. What will he guide us into? He will guide us into all truth. Listen, the truth will set you free. We need to operate in truth. Jesus is truth, the Spirit of truth. And what does he do? He's going to speak to us, not of his own authority, but of the authority that he has from the Father. He speaks to us. Remember, Jesus went and prayed to the Father. Jesus operated and did miracles and signs and wonders, and he could do only those things because of the authority given to him by the Father through the Spirit that was in him. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a person, not an it. God refers to him, Jesus refers to him as a he, because he is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is not a ghost. I know sometimes we get so tore up with these things when we hear certain people teach on the Holy Spirit, and he is often referred to as the Holy Ghost, but he is not a ghost. He is not some dead person floating around in a go. He's not Casper, but he is also not an impersonal force that wants to zap people. He's not some spiritual being that's looking around seeking whom he can destroy. He is a person, and he pursues us because he wants to speak to our hearts. So yes, we refer to him as the Holy Ghost because we can't see him, but we know that he's there. But he is a spirit, and he is a spirit that lives in us. He is the person of the Holy Spirit who wants to rule and reign in our hearts, to share with us the will of the Father so that we can walk out these plans. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Thank God that I'm led by the Spirit of God, not by my flesh. That has not always been the case, and that sometimes still today is not always the best case. Sometimes my flesh rises up, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. It is the Spirit that lives in me, that leads me, that guides me, that directs me, that tells me the will of the Father. It is He, the Spirit of truth. It is He. Not it. I love what the psalmist says. Psalm 139, verse 1 through 7. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? His spirit is here. His spirit wants to dwell with us, in us, guide us. Thank God that Jesus said, I will pray to my Father, and he will give you another helper, another of the same kind, just like Jesus. But this spirit who knows the truth, who the world cannot receive, but you can receive him because he dwells in you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, cry out to him. Ask him to come in your heart. Ask him to be Lord of your life, and he will send his spirit to live in you, to lead, guide, and direct you. All that he knows, all of his intellect, he wants to share with us. All of his emotion is in us to help us to love, to help us to have creativity, to help us to know the will of the Father so that we can walk in it. Father, I thank you for each and every one that listens to these podcasts. I thank you for the word of God that's truth, for the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of God that lives in me. Go with me today, lead God, and direct my steps. And Father, for each and every one that's listening, for those that are born again, be with them, because I know that you're in all places. You are omniscient. So Father, I thank you. For those that may not know you, that stumbled across this podcast, all they have to do is cry out to you today. And the same Spirit will live in them. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the grave will now live in our mortal bodies if we also are united with him. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, because we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. And we will talk to you next week. Have a great week.